KCSB FM Santa Barbara 91.9. Thanks so much for tuning in to Inside Isla Vista. I'm Lisa Osborne. Nice to be with you on this Wednesday. Looks like a little more rain is going to be coming our way, but Mother's Day is looking like it'll be gone by then. So if you're going to be celebrating Mom on Sunday, then you should be in for some dry weather, just a little rain in between. Isla Vista Youth Projects was recognized by the Women's Fund of Santa Barbara as one of this year's grant recipients. Each year, the Women's Fund gets together in groups and teams and hands out a lot of money to worthy nonprofits in the area. So the Isla Vista Youth Project got $55,000, and now we're joined by Lori Goodman, Executive Director of IVYP, to congratulate her and to find out what you're going to be doing with the money. Lori, thanks for being here. First, let us know a little bit of the history of Isla Vista Youth Projects, how it came about. It's been in the community for almost 50 years.
IVYP started in response to the burning of the Bank of America in Isla Vista. And it started along with a few other agencies because it was recognized that there were no support systems for families in the community living in Isla Vista. And so we have, since 1971, adapted to meet the needs of the Isla Vista community. And over the years, we've expanded to meet the needs of the entire Goleta Valley community with a focus on children and families. So our first program was actually the Teen Center, which we no longer run. Our child care center started in 1974. We began doing after-school programming in, I want to say, the mid-80s, after-school elementary school programming. And our family resource center started in the beginning of the 2000s. I don't have the exact date.
And the Family Resource Center is like how you kind of monitor the pulse of parents and find out what they need and what the families need, and then you aim to provide those services.
That's correct. The Family Resource Center is really a family strengthening model that works with families using the five protective factors to build a strong community, prevent childhood trauma, and make sure that our community is thriving. So we work to address concrete needs, because if families don't have enough food to eat or don't have a roof over their head or health care, it's really hard to function at the highest level. But then we also identify other needs and issues that are bubbling up in the community and work together with partners to address those needs.
And what are some of the more pressing issues, say, in the last year or two?
Well, the big two are immigration and emergency preparedness. So in 2017, after the election and inauguration, we saw a lot of fear amongst our families. And so we put together an immigration forum. We partnered with Importa to provide information for families. We had over 100 people come to learn about their rights, things to be concerned about, how to make an emergency plan. And to get people there, we really had to build relationships on an individual level, because people were so afraid they didn't want to come out. We went door to door to connect with families. Since that first immigration forum, we've had, I want to say, four additional immigration forums, two in Isla Vista and two in Goleta. And we've dealt with issues like the public charge issue, as well as basic immigration rights. We've also educated all the other family resource centers across our county on how to work with families and educate them on the immigration issue. So that's a way that we've been responsive to our community. We're currently working on an emergency preparedness fair, and this is no surprise. After last year and the year before is fires and debris flow. There's been a groundswell across the county to recognize that people need to be prepared on an individual basis. So we're partnering with Aware and Prepare, with the sheriff's office, the fire department, to provide two emergency preparedness fairs, one in Goleta on May 19th and one in Isla Vista on June 9th. And everything will be in Spanish and geared toward family preparedness.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really important. The food bank, you were probably at this as well last year when the food bank put on the 25th hour conference, and it was really a kind of outreach to different groups and agencies about what it takes to be prepared and how do you prepare. And I remember the person from FEMA who spoke said, those who can and who have the means, prepare now. Have the food, the extra food at your house, have the extra insurance. And then that way the FEMA and the other government support is able to help, and local people like you is able to help those who are more in need. IVYP.org, is there information there on your website, Isla Vista Youth Projects?
I am not sure if there is information on the website. I'm going to look right now, but the website is IVYP.org. But the person to call would be Anna Maya, who is the director of our Family Resource Center. And her number is 805-685-6900. And there she would be able to give information about the emergency preparedness fair. And we require reservations. We are asking people to sign up so we make sure we have enough goodies.
Oh, good.
Staffing information for everyone.
And I think KCSB could create an event promo too if we don't already have one. I was going to look through our system. I don't think it's up there yet. So we would love to be able to spread the word in English and Spanish language to the community for Goleta and the Isla Vista event. So Goleta's May 19th and Isla Vista is June 9th. So
that's correct.
Yeah, it's really important to have this on our minds because there will be a next time. So I'm glad that Isla Vista Youth Projects is helping out and working with Aware and Prepare and so many of our great community resources to make this happen. This is Inside Isla Vista on 91.9 FM KCSB. I'm Lisa Osborne talking with Lori Goodman, who's Executive Director of Isla Vista Youth Projects. And we're finding out what's happening with IVYP because they're doing so many things in the community, not only Isla Vista, but as Lori explained, serving the Goleta Valley. And IVYP was one of the recipients in the Women's Fund of Santa Barbara this year. The Women's Fund awarded their grants last week. They handed out $585,000 to local nonprofits. It was the 15th year for the Women's Fund and at least the second time that IVYP has received a grant. Tell us about your grant. It was $55,000?
It was $55,000. We're so grateful to the Santa Barbara Women's Fund. This is an organization that pools donations from women across Southern Santa Barbara County, and then the women vote on which nonprofit projects they want to fund each year. It's a very thorough process. They reach out to nonprofits that focus on children, at-risk families, poverty. I think those are the lenses that they use. And we, of course, fit right into the sweet spot of what they're most interested in.
Right. It's a perfect match.
So, yes. So we've received funding actually several times from the Women's Fund over the years. They never fund an organization 2 years in a row. But this year, they asked us for some ideas. What they like is to work with the organizations on developing a proposal. And one of the things we've been doing for the past several years is we've been partnering with the Goleta Union School District. We've had a family advocate co-located in three of the Goleta school districts. And what she does is work directly with families in the school district. She reaches out to them. She coordinates the health fair for the preschools that are at those schools. And then she follows up with all those families who had either a dental need or a vision need or a health need. And that's part of how she builds relationships. And as our connection with the school district has deepened, they have begun referring more and more families to us when they see families are struggling. So what we've noticed is that they would like to have more partnership and there's more need. The more we're there, the more need we identify.
Right.
So the Women's Fund was enthusiastic about funding an additional person in to really do outreach to the Goleta School District. So the goal is that we will partner with every school where they're interested in having us, and that we will be building our capacity to respond and serve the families that do get referred to us, because those referrals have really increased as we've increased our outreach.
So are you going to actually hire another staff member to do this?
Yes, we are. And I need to post that job this week.
Wow, how exciting. IVYP.org if you're looking.
Yeah, so if any of your listeners are looking for a job, we absolutely need someone who is bilingual, who has a passion for working with families, who is ready to join just a really powerful, strong, committed team of individuals who are working hard in service of the community. We have a job available.
That is awesome. And what a rewarding position to be in, to be able to reach out and identify the needs, and for the team at Isla Vista Youth Projects to respond to what it is that the community needs. I've been out at, I think, one of the food pantries, and I've been in the school. So we talked to your kids in an after-school program at Isla Vista Elementary around the holidays a couple of years ago to find out what they were thankful for. And it's just really awesome, the work that you're doing and the way that you're doing it with Isla Vista Youth Projects.
Thank you.
So the Women's Fund is, I was actually participated in the Women's Fund this year for the first time. I was in a group. The way that it works is there are groups, and I guess each group has to put up at least $2,500. So you can do that as an individual, or you can do that as part of a group. So I was one of 10 women, and we all pitched in to like kind of have our vote. And the first of all, I've heard, another one of my friends is actually like on the research committee, or she's involved with them. And so she explains how much detail and how much nitty gritty the Women's Fund research team gets into. And it's interesting that nonprofits can't apply. It's like the Women's Fund has to invite you, right? They have to find you.
Yes. They've done their research. They really know which nonprofits are doing excellent work in the areas of their interest. And I also joined the Women's Fund as part of a group this year. The name of our group is Women of the Good Land, and we actually have 20 women, so we were able to have two votes.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was very exciting. It was very interesting to be part of the process from both directions.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
Yeah, very informative. But it's really, my perception is that the Women's Fund is really about the women donors and engaging them in philanthropy. And as a nonprofit professional, you feel lucky to be selected and grateful for a significant gift. But this is not driven by nonprofit needs or strategy. It's driven by the Women's Fund with their strategy to engage women in our social sector.
So you know that when you're giving your resources, you're giving it to a good cause, and you really get drawn in emotionally when you hear about what the money is going to be used for and the stories. And each person at the event last week at the Hilton, as the each recipient, you, Lori Goodman, and your other nonprofit leaders who got awards, you were telling stories about how your agency is working with the community, and it's the individual stories. But I thought it was interesting about what the other women in my group, you know, what they wanted to fund and what they didn't. And we all kind of agreed. And most all of the applications were funded, all but two. But those that weren't, at least one of them was a big nonprofit that gets a lot of attention and a lot of support throughout the year. So it's not that they weren't a good nonprofit. It's just what the women in the fund wanted to put their money towards. So are you actually partnering with Calm? Because Calm received a grant for $55,000 as well. They're working in Carpinteria, though. Their grant is going to go to provide on-site counseling to low-income Carpinteria families and children having adverse early childhood experiences. So they're really reaching the youngest Carpinteria residents with their service. But do you work with Calm as well?
We absolutely work with Calm. And in fact, the proposal we put forward this year is actually part of a three-way partnership that we have in the Goleta Valley with the Goleta Union School District, Calm, and IVYP. So again, the Women's Fund is interested in how you tell the story for them, but the truth is that this is part of a multi-year, multi-agency collaborative to reach children at the earliest time possible to strengthen their families, to get them ready for school, to reduce the impact of adverse childhood experiences. And I'm so glad to see Calm getting the recognition and funding it deserves, because this work is vital and they are the specialists in this area. Every organization that works with young children wants to have Calm as a partner and needs to have Calm as a partner, because we're doing all the general activities that, you know, we all need to be trauma-informed so that we're doing the best work to support families. But then there's specialized work, and Calm are the ones that can do that and also can help build an agency that's trauma-informed. So they consult with us separate from this partnership, but as part of our work with Calm, they consult with us in our child care center and preschool to work with our teachers, to work with me, to work with our leadership on how to understand children's behavior from a trauma lens, how to work with the teachers who themselves were exposed to adverse childhood experiences, and how to really support a staff to be trauma-informed and to be responsive to the community and to help build resilience in the children and the families.
Because as these are such stressful times, even for the average person, let alone someone who's coming up, you know, in a chaotic, in a violent or dangerous, potentially, household.
Yes. Well, you know, just yesterday there was gunfire and a shooting.
Yep.
That right and near the El Camino Elementary School, and we do an after school program. We provide after school care at El Camino. So that means that our children who were at school heard the sounds of gunfire yesterday. Mm. Many of them lived in that apartment complex. And
so they didn't get to go home last night. Yeah, they did. And they probably didn't get to go home.
Eventually they did, because they cleared it in the late afternoon. But toward the end of the day, as I was leaving, we were consulting with our Family Resource Center. How could we find emergency shelter if there were families who couldn't go back to their home? How could we support families? We're triaging with El Camino School, because we know that we need to support all the whole family to students. And we know that students that we deal with directly were hearing that, and many of them have younger siblings, and that's traumatic. So being trauma-informed means that we know that there's challenges in children's lives and that we need to provide support to be a listening ear and to help them be resilient in the, you know, when things go awry, as they did yesterday.
Yeah, because that could trigger, you know, other, you know, reactions from earlier trauma, like the children in Montecito having to evacuate, you know, every time it rains. Now, those who experience the debris flow, you know, that probably brings up that unease, feeling of unease and trauma each time that happens.
This is I am 100% sure it does.
This is Inside Isla Vista on 91.9 FM KCSB, speaking with Lori Goodman, who's the executive director of the Isla Vista Youth Projects. IVYP was one of the recipients of a nice, healthy grant from the Women's Fund of Santa Barbara, just handed out last week. IVYP is going to be hiring another staff member to be going into the schools and working in Goleta. And just explain really quickly again what they're going to be doing, because you're going to be posting that job position soon.
Sure. Well, our family advocates do outreach to people all over the place. They really have to be outgoing. The one who works in the schools will partner with the school. So they will need to build relationships with their community liaisons. They'll need to present at PTA and at back-to-school nights. They will help families sign up for CalFresh and for Medi-Cal. They'll follow up if there's a health need by calling families, helping them make appointments for dentists and doctors, helping find funding for them if they don't have insurance coverage. They will be trained to recognize when there are more ongoing needs and refer for counseling or provide sort of more intensive interventions. So it's a great job where you're really helping people.
And we're looking for that job listing at IVYP.org and in other places where jobs are posted. That's really exciting that IVYP, you're able to extend your staff and your reach into the community even more. You're already doing so much. And it's nice that you're partnering with different partners throughout the Goleta Valley. There was recently the LEAP Awards where leaders were recognized. Tell me about that.
Well, the LEAP Awards were our effort to honor the work of leaders in this community who LEAP for the children and families. And LEAP stands for Learn, Engage, Advocate, and Partner. And when we think about what do we do at IVYP, those words embody our work and our mission. We help children learn, we engage with families, we advocate for them, and we partner across the region to strengthen them. So we had never done a fundraising event, and this is the first of what I hope will become an annual tradition of honoring an educator and honoring another leader for supporting our community and partnering with us, and an opportunity to bring together the community and supporters to learn more about us. Our LEAP Awards were last week, and they were successful beyond what we imagined. I'm so happy with how that went.
Oh, that's great. And who did you honor?
We honored Dr. Liz Barnitz, who is the former principal of El Camino Elementary School and is currently the director of instructional services at the Goleta Union School District, and partners with us in this partnership with the school district, with IVYP, and with CALM. She's been deeply involved in that. And we honored John Clark, who's the director and maybe the president of the Bauer Foundation. And the Bauer Foundation has been our largest funder in early childhood intervention, in reducing childhood trauma, and in preparing children across the Goleta Valley to be ready for kindergarten.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Two people who are very, very deserving. How can the rest of the community get involved with what Isla Vista Youth Projects is doing? You have volunteer opportunities?
We have many volunteer opportunities. So I'm going to start with the easiest and then go deeper. So we distribute food once a month. We sponsor a healthy food pantry, and it's sort of like a resource fair. We do that the first Thursday of every month at the Isla Vista Elementary School, and we always need volunteers to just hand out the food, empty boxes. When I can, I go. It is inspiring and humbling to see so many families lined up to get food. We invite other nonprofit partners to come and share information, share about their resources. So if you are someone who has a service that you want people to know about, we can schedule you to have a space at our fair. So that's one way to volunteer. We always need people to help out in our children's center. We provide full-day, year-round care for children as young as 3 months old, all the way up through preschool, through 5 years old. So we like to have volunteers who are able to commit on a regular basis, once a week or twice a week. And those volunteers really need to be vetted to go in to work with children. So we need you to be fingerprinted and to have your vaccinations up to date in order to do that. But it is so helpful to us when we have volunteers. Just if you want to hold a baby, if you want to come hold babies for 2 hours a week, we would love that.
Oh, that's so cool. IVYP.org.
Yes. And then this is another great, for people who like to do physical labor, we are really working on improving the environment in our children's centers. We're going to be putting together a couple of big beautification days where we're going to be getting rid of junk, maybe doing some painting, moving things around. And we don't have those scheduled yet, but if there is someone who would enjoy spending a day on a Saturday or a Sunday making our space look better, we will take you. It's my feeling that just because some of our clients are poor, it doesn't mean they deserve to have a space that is not welcoming not beautiful. So I would like the community's support in making our spaces beautiful.
Oh, those are all good things to do, from one day a month to a couple of hours. So that's awesome. So Isla Vista Youth Projects, IVYP.org. Lori Goodman, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just encourage people to learn more about us. I like to say our name is misleading. We are not a project. We've been around almost 50 years. We serve children and families, infants all the way up to 12 years old, as well as, of course, their parents and older siblings. And we are supporting families and the community across the Goleta Valley and even beyond.
Well, thanks for all of your good work, and congratulations again on your $55,000 Women's Fund of Santa Barbara grant. So, so awesome and so deserving.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is Inside Isla Vista on KCSB. Our theme music is by Jawser. Sports is coming up after Climate Connections on KCSB.